All right, NFC leading North. Lions coming to town. They're a well-coached team, very resilient. A lot of wins at the end of ball games. Offensively, Stafford does a nice job dealing the football to all their playmakers. He's highly skilled on the perimeter with Tate, Jones, Bolden, and Ebron is playing well. Riddick has the complete skill set at the running back position, has a lot of targets out of the backfield. The offensive line is gelling with the addition of Decker and Glasgow. Defensively, they're playing well as of late. Last seven ball games, they've given up about 16 points and have caused 10 turnovers. They have a high motor operation up front, you know, led by Ansa, Haloti Ngata, and Hyder. He's playing well for them. Levy is getting healthy, and he's back in the groove at linebacker, and Whitehead's playing at a high level. Slay's coming into his own, and Quinn really holds it all together back there. He's a communicator. Special teams, they have a dangerous returner in Roberts and a strong kicker-punter combination in Prater and Martin. With that, we'll open it up. You know, I remember them always really being that way from my time in Green Bay. Stafford's a guy that he can get heated up late on you, and if you play soft coverage at the end of ball games, he can get some numbers and get the team really moving at the end. They seem to be buying into everything. They're a talented team. They're built to rush the passer up front on defense, and they have solid return teams. That helps them get a quick score if they need one.
How do you approach and look at it? Stafford's hand being the way it is.
Again, we all have to play in the same weather out there. From what I hear, he is a little bit dinged with his finger, but we all have to handle the elements on Sunday.
And just going back to the fourth quarter, defensively, I think they have a lead in 5 interceptions in the last couple of weeks. What do you think they're going to be able to play defensively that you've seen?
You know what? They do a nice job with their two-shell coverage. They do a good job really making everything look the same with the way they disguise. They'll bring a little bit of pressure there. They're not a big pressure team, but they'll try to lull you asleep, make everything look the same, and they'll hit it from depth. But they have good ball skills. That helps picking the ball off.
Spagnuolo spent a little time with Jim Caldwell in Baltimore. Does that give you guys a little bit of an advantage? You could, like, learn from him, learn his scheme a little bit?
Their scheme is really, as long as they've been there, it really tailors to the players that they have on offense now. So I think the scheme has really changed. It's a combination of what they do in New Orleans, a combination of what they've done in Baltimore, and a combination of the old Indy schemes.
Ben, I think you mentioned on Monday the rule of 53. You said the runs plus completions, mm-hmm. right? What do you see as the chances of winning if you do that, and why is that something you believe in?
It increases your opportunities for attempts at the plate. It moves the chains a little bit more. You don't have to rely as heavily on third down when you complete the ball on first and second down and get a lot of rush attempts. And it gives you a good opportunity dating back to my time in Green Bay to win the ball game.
I think you mentioned, too, you know, that one of the reasons why you liked rushing a lot was that you got the Dallas defense to play a full game, if I'm correct. Yeah. Didn't that not have more to do with your defense playing well and giving you drives than, I mean, your rushing attack?
It was a combination of the three things. Our defense playing well, a bunch of things, really. Our defense playing well, our coverage teams playing well, defense getting off the field, our offense sticking to the rush game and the elements factor.
Ben, Can you get hurt on Sunday?
Say it again.
Keenan get hurt on Sunday in the game?
Keenan is working through his shoulder right now.
Is this something he's had in the past, shoulder injury? Just the same thing connected to that? Or
It's chronic.
Ben, does the quality of your team's defense surprise you, how well they're playing?
Defense had a good night on Sunday night, and we look forward for the opportunity to prepare this week and play a quality team.
Odell had a couple of drops in the game, obviously a big play, but a couple of drops. Could they be overanalyzed, or do you want to really look at them with him and see what he did wrong and try to fix it, or sometimes is a drop just a drop?
You know what? The biggest thing from a drop is you have to be able to rebound from the drop, learn from it, rebound, and he did that on Sunday.
Was there a reason for the drops? You know what I mean? Do you look when you're done the second one? Did he try to get out there too quick, maybe?
Yeah, you got to look it into the tuck, mm-hmm. fundamentals.
Coach Brad, is it
bothering him at all? Does that contribute to it as far as?
That's a better question for Odell.
On the TV broadcast, I think Chris Collinsworth said that you had told them that you have to earn the no huddle. What did you mean by that in terms of hurry up?
Earn the no huddle.
Running the no huddle offense. I think that's what he said.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'd have to sit down and talk to Chris. Okay.
Coach Bradwing earned himself NFC Special Teams Player of the Week honors. How does it make you feel to see your special teams unit getting recognized in such a way like that?
I think the field position was big in the second half of the ball game. The ball on the 45-yard line for the offense for the starting field position in Dallas on a minus 15. It was big in the ball game. Obviously, that last punt factored heavily into it, but you down the ball five times inside the 20 and two inside the five. That's big in the game,
what can
especially
say
in the elements.
What can you say about his development from this season, his second year with the team?
He's a weapon.
Ben, Cruz, I think, just had one catch, 4 yards, four targets. Did that surprise you the way the game went for him, or was that kind of what you expected?
It was tough to complete the ball all night, and that was a product of the environment. Dallas played a good plan, played good defense, and we didn't execute in a high level in the pass game.
I saw a number that got rid of the ball 2.25 seconds the other day. Is there a point where you view it as too quick? Is that possible where the routes maybe aren't able to finish, or guys aren't able to get open?
You play each game as it unfolds.
Is Victor getting open with the consistency you'd like to see?
We need to get better separation in the pass game. We need to protect better, and we need to make great decisions in the pass game, and we need to throw it better.
Eli said several times yesterday, Coach, that he's got to play better. When you hear your quarterback come forward and admit that or talk about that, what's your reaction?
I look in the mirror first. I need to call it better, and everyone needs to step up their game a little bit.
You've used six offensive linemen situationally. Would you consider using that more, given the pass protection struggles you've had?
Possibly.
Do you think that's a package that is best reserved for situational, or could you run that every down, I guess, in a game?
Yeah, you have to be careful what you do every down when you limit yourself as far as the number of receivers you can get out, but maybe you ought to get a tackle out, too.
How do you view Justin Pugh's chances of making it back this week?
He was limited today.
You know what happened in Philly over the weekend and with your injury report with Zach and Mark, what's your depth chart at snap?
We have some guys that we trusted. We had a couple reps in practice last week where we used some different players in that position, and we're confident in our backups.
In particular, with Mark and Zach, who gets the third choice?
Yeah, we have Weston did a nice job in practice last week.
Chris Christie offered a critique of your haircut. In response to that?
Again, Matt Stafford does a nice job, and he's someone that we really need to pay attention to, especially late in the ball game. He can get hot on us.
Stafford, your stylist?
Yeah, Matt, they're playing well up front on defense. They can get after them.
Speaking of Stafford, without obviously giving any away, with that injury that he has, having multiple quarterbacks, is that more of a big deal? When a quarterback has a finger injury on his
hand? Especially the middle finger, the index finger. It's tough to spin it that way. The elements can factor, but he's a pro. He's had to play through some hand problems before, and he's a tough guy.
When you look at this Lions team compared to what you face when you're in Green Bay, is it almost addition by subtraction with no Calvin Johnson, seeing that, as you mentioned, Stafford can kind of spread the ball out now?
They're similar in a lot of ways, really. They do spread the ball out a little more than they have. They didn't force feed Calvin when he was there. They gave him some opportunities down the field on some shot plays and some back shoulders. But defensively, they're very similar in the way they deploy their front four. Their coverages are a little bit different. They're not quarters based as much as they used to be, but they're fairly similar.
But is there any benefit of not having that big play guy there now that Stafford, I know you say he didn't
force
me, but it seemed like.
He's one of the best to play the game. But they filled in nicely. Marvin Jones has been a great addition for him. Golden Tate's a tough guy, and Bolden, he's tough inside too. They have plenty of guys to throw the ball to.
What does Darius Slay do to give receivers a hard time? He's kind of their guy that shadows guys around a little bit.
He's really come into his own. I've been impressed with his play. He's very physical, he's competitive, and he stays after it. He's good with his hands.